Welcome back to In the Moment. There's a real need across the state for more families to adopt and foster children. The demand is most acute in West River County's smaller population base means fewer potential homes for kids in need. And that can mean a child travels miles away from what's familiar for a new temporary home. Right now, there are more than 950 kids in the state's foster care system and 70 children who are available for adoption. Governor Kristi Noem designated November as Adoption Awareness Month. SDPB's Lee Strubinger introduces us to one Rapid City family who has opened their home to foster kids.
You drinking water? Sit down. Why are you being so weird?
It's dinner time at the Hornicks, and the table is full. It's Chris and Sarah and four kids, one biological, one adopted, and two foster children. What? 10 years ago, after their daughter was born, they tried to have more children.
We went through 5 years of fertility, a lot of doctor's appointments, a lot of needles, a lot of pills and everything trying to get pregnant. And then we were told that it wasn't going to happen.
Adoption was always something they had in mind. Sarah says it's been a part of both of their families.
My grandparents adopted my birth mom, my uncles, and my aunt. And so it was always, you know, a plan of ours. And, sorry, there's kids everywhere. And a lot of Chris's family's actually adopted too. So he's got cousins from Russia and cousins from India. And So it was always part of our plan that we wanted to adopt.
After fertility treatments failed, they started researching adoption more closely, but discovered a major hurdle.
Honestly, when we looked at the cost of it, it was like $20,000 to $30,000 minimum, kind of, to adopt.
They looked at other paths to adoption. Sarah was working for Lutheran Social Services at the time. She says during their fertility nightmare, her coworker across the hall was the foster care and adoption specialist. So 4 years ago, they decided to start fostering children. It wasn't a part of their plan, but they decided to try it out. Chris says it aligns with their beliefs.
You know, you can vote for someone and say you're making a difference. You can donate money. But if you really want to make a difference in the world, you can help a kid out. You can help a human being out.
Chris says foster care is something that makes a difference in the community's backyard, sometimes literally.
Two of our first foster kids, like early, it was like maybe our third and fourth foster kid, I think, actually, were from a block away from our old house where we lived in Rapid City. Like we knew exactly who their grandparents were. We knew them, very good people. There's such a need for this.
While the need exists statewide, the need is higher West River. Jill Jensen is a foster care social worker for Lutheran Social Services in Sioux Falls. She says there are more potential placements for foster children in Sioux Falls because it's a bigger city. But Jensen says moving across the state can be tough on a child.
They're leaving their primary area of origin and they're being, you know, transitioned into a new community. And that's a sense of loss because we have a shortage of homes out in Rapid City. So they're coming out here to families in Sioux Falls. So then we really have to be more creative in how do we maintain that bond with their primary family that's still out in Rapid, even though they're residing here with a foster family.
According to the Department of Social Services, geographically, there are 165 foster families West River and 691 families East River. Lori Gill is the secretary of the Department of Social Services. She says the state's western counties need more foster families.
We are continuing the push to get that word out, that if it moves you, if it moves something in your heart to check into this and proceed with gathering information, we're here to give that information to you and answer questions.
During her first State of the State address, Governor Kristi Noem said while state agencies can raise awareness about adoption and foster care, the state can't create more families for these kids.
We need more parents, more families, more South Dakotans to raise their hands and say, yes, I'll be a foster parent. I agree, every child deserves a home. And those kids that need to be adopted, they should have permanent families as well.
A family can get assistance for costs like legal fees, daycare, and health care following adoption. That was something Sarah Hornick says they didn't know until their adoption day.
For our son, what a gift to him that he still gets some of these services. Because we thought, we, I guess, assumed when we adopted him, it was, you know, he's your son now, everything's yours. So that day was a really surprising day.
The Hornicks say fostering is still a part of their lives. It's a part of who they are and their family. Above their dining room table, a sign says be present and show gratitude. Chris says they do just that every night when they're eating dinner. It's a tradition they started after their fourth foster kid. The child was in a new home, going to a new school, and stressed out.
They sit at the dinner table and everyone's just talking about how bad their day was. So we ask, what's the best part of your day? What's something you're thankful for? What's the highlight of your day? And it's amazing when how that those three little things will change a kid's life, because they know they have to show up and say these three things. And just to think for a moment of something you're thankful for and things that are good in their life, in the repeated bout effect, it works.
Sarah says it's not easy being a foster parent, but there is such joy in doing it.
My favorite things ever is we took a 16-year-old Easter egg hunting for the first time. We took a 18-year-old sledding for the first time. Someone's first Thanksgiving meal, and they were a teenager. The first time Santa's ever come to the house.
Sarah and Chris Hornick say sharing some of those firsts with the children in their home make fostering and adoption worthwhile. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.